This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Gwich'in people of Arctic Village have fought repeated attempts to legalize drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which borders their tribal lands. Then in late 2017, Congress opened the northern edge to oil development. As Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, Arctic Village residents say they aren't ready to give up.
One thing lies at the heart of Gwich'in tribe's opposition to oil development in the Arctic Refuge: caribou. Caribou are the primary source of subsistence food here. More than that, they're part of the tribe's cultural identity. And the migration path of the 200,000-some caribou in the Porcupine herd takes them past Arctic Village and other Gwich'in communities every year. Pro-drilling Alaskans often point out that Arctic Village and the area set aside for oil exploration are separated by about 100 miles. The Gwich'in say their link to the place is the caribou. One of the main herds they hunt commonly gives birth in the northern portion of the refuge, where drilling is now legal. We don't yet know what oil development there will look like, so biologists say it's hard to predict exactly how it will impact the porcupine herd's population or migration patterns. But research backs what the Gwich'in know to be true. The area is valuable habitat for the caribou herd they depend on. Gwich'in tribal governments are now directly involved in talks with the Bureau of Land Management and Trump officials on their plans to begin oil leasing in the refuge, a government-to-government process that gives the Gwich'in more leverage to make their concerns known. But there are limits, says Matt Newman, an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund who represents the tribes.
No one has any blinders on or any illusions. The BLM and particularly the folks who are the political appointees, there's no secret that they wish to see oil drilling and this environmental review process completed.
But in addition to the government-to-government meetings, the Gwich'in continue pushing back every other way they can. Gwich'in activists maintain strong alliances with environmental groups. They give interviews to reporters from all over the world and regularly make their case before Congress in Washington, D.C., as Arctic Village's first chief Galen Gilbert did in March.
Development in the coastal plain is a direct attack on our Gwich'in culture. Just the idea of development is causing stress and fear in my village.
Gilbert said being part of the Arctic Refuge controversy is part of being a Gwich'in leader. But he added,
even if I wasn't chief, if I had the opportunity to fight against it, I would do it totally.
Gilbert has three young daughters. He says they're growing up the way he did, witnessing caribou wandering near their home. And that, he says, is something he never wants to lose. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news in Anchorage. I'm Tripp Krause.